Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, Awesomes. Welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, Meg Teets, joined today as I am on every Monday.
Every GD Monday.
Why do I always start that so awkwardly? I could just say, I'm here today with my husband, Kyle.
With the same slapdick who always shows up on Mondays. Can't get rid of him. Don't know where I'd put him. The closets are all full.
That's true. We only have like three anyway.
We only have three, and they are all full.
It's the last...
By the way.
Oh, okay.
I heard you a couple days ago scolding the youngest who dared to open the closet door, and there was a panic in your voice.
Yes.
Like, don't open the door!
The closet in the boys' room is the worst. And when I say we have three closets, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, it's true. It's an old home.
Yes. And the boys' room closet, since they don't really have hang-up clothes per se, is the closet where I just shove everything. Yeah. And no one's opening that door except for me.
Hoarders are jealous of that closet. They're like, goals.
Yeah, I just, yeah. He's a meddler.
Yeah, he is.
He likes to meddle in
things. He's not a good person. Let's be honest. He is not a good person.
He likes to meddle in things that are none of his business. And that closet is filled with things that he's interested in but are none of his business.
Right. Being cute does not make you a good person.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lesson he has yet to learn.
One good thing that he does, and he does do more than one,
is sleep for at least a few minutes out of a 24-hour period.
Yeah. But when you pick him up to hold him, even if he's the one who's sad and you're like rubbing his back, he'll give you a little pat and rub
you. He is absolutely a grade A hugger. He is good at that.
He is. He is. This is the last Monday of September.
Monday of September.
Yeah.
The LMOS. There's no good acronym. The LMOS. There's no... Maybe it requires Lamaze breathing.
Lamaze breathing. There we go. Yeah. We're going into the last quarter of the year.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you
I
ready
should
for
know
this?
That. I'm a financial jackleg.
Yeah, you should know that.
I should know that. I'm ready. I'm full throttle. My motorcycle is running.
Good.
My moped is running, sounding like a motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Something.
So as we round out the month of September, I guess we better dig into our old watch, reads, listens, and lifestyles.
It's what we typically do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it would be received if we deviated from that path.
That's a good question. We have deviated a few times, to be fair.
And we lost vast swaths.
Swaths of listeners left.
It's a killing field.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to start us out with The Watch.
Okay.
Now, this is a movie title that I already texted to our Sort of Awesome Superstars.
Well, how fortunate for them.
It is. They get the occasional texts from me, and I loved this movie so much that I went over to our pop culture list on our little superstars texting, people who want to get texts about things that we're into pop culture-wise.
No dick pics, I'm assuming.
No.
That's probably a positive.
It is a dick pic-free zone.
Let's keep that restricted to your OnlyFans channel.
So I have an OnlyFans that features what?
Dick pics.
Okay.
Yeah. You receive them from various and sundry sources.
No.
And you share them as you deem them sure worthy.
Oh, okay. You know, there actually probably are plenty of OnlyFans that are like that.
I have a feeling. I honestly, as much as we talk about it,
yeah,
never once ever. I don't even know where to find, like, do you type in OnlyFans? I don't know how to get there, even. It's just fascinating to me, and I don't want the mystery spoiled.
Okay, you like it to be sort of mysterious.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I respect that. So if you're a superstar, you may already know what I'm going to say. But this past week, I watched on Netflix the movie Do Revenge.
Do as in I'm going to do this, or do as in D-U-E, like, oh, you're due some revenge.
Ooh, that would have been a good and clever spin on it, but no, it is the D-O
okay.
kind of do. I didn't know if you were going to go with the D-E-W, like the revenge of dew on the morning grass.
I have no idea what you're even talking about. I'm just going to nod and smile.
You know dew, like dew.
I know what dew is,
okay.
Yes, like the morning dew,
yes.
But I have no idea what you're referencing.
I'm not referencing anything. I thought that's what you were going to say
as we
were discussing the different kinds of dew.
Dew revenge. That feels like a very weak-wristed form of violence.
It's a very niche movie.
I've slapped you, but it felt more like a love pat. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, Do Revenge is on Netflix. It is a modern spin, a modern incarnation of the classic 90s, early 2000s teen movie.
The teen horror movie?
Not horror, no. It is just like, think Clueless. Think 10
okay.
Things I Hate About You.
Okay.
Think, yeah, like the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
But this is a modern, updated spin on it. It stars Camila Mendes, who was vaguely familiar to me, but she is best known for being in the CW show Riverdale.
Which I never watched.
We've never watched it.
Okay. I'm familiar-ish with the words you spoke,
yeah.
But I don't know what they mean.
Yes. Riverdale has quite a cult following. I've never watched it, but the way I understand it is that people who are into it are super into it, and that show is absolutely bonkers town.
I feel like the greatest thing any person could ever do is something that would give people clarity to either love or hate.
Yeah,
anything
for sure.
In the middle feels like you just contributed to the garbage of the world today.
Exactly. So, Camila Mendes, also Maya Hawke, who most recently known for being...
Your Hawke?
Maya.
Maya, not my.
Yes.
Okay, and not Mayan. She's not...
No, it's Ethan Hawke's daughter. We've
okay.
talked about this. She's
Have we?
Yes, because she's in the season 3 and 4 of Stranger Things. She plays Robin.
Okay, I must have blacked out. I black out sometimes when you talk about Stranger Things. I smile and nod as though I'm engaged, but I'm not entirely sure what you're saying.
This is so hurtful.
No,
I do my
best.
Yes.
You and I care about different things.
That's true, we do.
Even if I can't feel interested, I feign it because I care
yeah.
about you, but it doesn't mean I register everything.
Okay.
I'm not that good.
Well, and I know that you have humored a lot of conversation.
As have you.
From me about Stranger Things.
But you have humored a lot of crap from me. I'm not offended at all if you remember like 3% of what I've said.
Yeah.
3 is a magical number, so that's good enough for me.
It's not only magical, it's sacred.
Somewhat.
So,
sacra
that.
Magi? Mm. There were 3 of those, the Magi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, Camila Mendes,
sorry, yes.
Maya Hawke, star in this. I'm going to say, and I texted this to the superstars as I was talking to them about it. It is a teen movie. I would say, and I'm, Kyle, you know me. I do not clutch the pearls. I'm pretty liberal
You're
about.
You're no teenager.
Yeah, and also we're pretty loosey-goosey about the entertainment that our kids pick to watch and entertain themselves with. This is definitely for older teen audiences and up. There is a lot of language. There are sexual situations. There is actual...
So it's not for our teens.
There's actual drug use. It is... it's pretty advanced is what I'm trying to say.
You know what I tell our daughters who are both teens most days when I drop them off at school?
Don't do drugs.
Say no to drugs.
Okay, good.
And I've expanded upon that because I don't want that message to get so old and anticipated that they tune it out. I tell them, hey, if you see somebody using drugs, go narc on them. I'm not even kidding. I do that just because I'm a weirdo, I guess. I don't know.
That's funny. They've never told me about that little send-off that they get on the daily. Okay, so yes, it's the concept of the story, the context of the story is there's two high school seniors. Both of them have been wronged by people that go to their high school. Now, these...
What high school student hasn't been wronged?
I mean, honestly, and that's why these movies
Other
are
than
so wildly
jocks
popular.
And cheerleaders, screw both of them.
Yes, pretty much. So they, although they run in different social circles, they team up and decide to enact these revenge plots on the group that did the other person's
okay,
wronging.
Okay, yes.
You know what I mean?
That's the best way to have plausible deniability.
Exactly, exactly.
I like it.
It's a very good movie. It is, again, the content's a little advanced, but the writing, the acting, the performances, it was highly, highly enjoyable.
This sounds like intelligent content.
It is. It was really good.
I like it.
I very much enjoyed it. Again, it's a Netflix original called Do Revenge. You've been watching a little of the Netflix, something that is absolutely 100% not for me.
I'm kind of at the point where I'm not proud that I'm watching it. I don't even want to watch it. I just can't not watch it.
Oh, no.
Oof. Dahmer, and I think that's all it's called is Dahmer, which, of course, is a reference to Jeffrey Dahmer,
right,
or Jeff, as he announces himself on occasion throughout the miniseries. This is not soft. This is not feel-good television. It doesn't mean it's not good. I'm just saying, don't go into this blind if you decide to watch it. It's
pretty dark.
It's pretty gritty and dark and rough. It is fascinating. You're getting at least someone's interpretation of a look into the mind of somebody who we would quantify as a very sick person.
Right.
It's a challenge, but I can't not push play on it. I'm 3.5-4 episodes in. I can't hardly handle more than an episode a night. It's pretty serious.
Okay. I mean, obviously, if it's telling the story, though, in a, you know, made-for-TV, I guess is how we used to say it, kind of way, of Jeffrey Dahmer, expect bad things.
Yeah. Now, one thing from an artistic perspective that I do appreciate, episode one is a look at the end.
Sure.
And then as the episodes progress with full on-screen informative announcement, you're dancing back and forth through the timeline of his life because we've already set the precedent at the beginning that current timeline is the moment of arrest, of final arrest and ultimately what's going to lead up to a trial and incarceration and all of that. So I don't know why. Evidently, a lot of people like that narrative style, that
flashback.
Yeah, or it wouldn't be a thing because we see that in a lot of formats. It's quite honestly one of the things that made Tarantino great, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes.
So that's kind of the format you get with it. I won't spoil details and all of that. But again, don't walk into this and be surprised. You've been given full warning. It's a little gritty.
Yeah.
It's a lot gritty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't be watching
a
single minute of it.
And I wouldn't ask you to. I know you and no.
Okay. Now, it's funny because even though that is going to be way, way, way too intense for me, you know, I do still love a ghost story. Okay.
Well, if it's a happy ghost.
Or if it's just like a hint of a ghost, right? I've loved ghost stories since I was a kid.
We have hints of ghosts in our current home.
Yeah, sometimes their hints are louder than others.
Indeed.
You heard some manifestations of that a couple of mornings ago.
Indeed. And then it turned out maybe that it was a mouse. I don't know. And we think maybe it's dead. We have an ongoing... Anybody that's listened for a while knows that we have problems with mice in this old home.
To clarify, we think the mouse is dead, not the ghost is dead.
True. Maybe the ghost killed the mouse, in which case I welcome the ghost for all the paranormal disturbances that they wish to bring.
Absolutely, yes. Maybe we need the team from the YouTube channel Watcher.
I'm unfamiliar with this.
To bring in their Ghost Files crew.
I don't know. I don't like people in my house.
Okay.
You know this.
Yes, I do. So... Watcher,
if we ever invite you over, I didn't mean it. Just receive it as a compliment and move on. Don't come over.
That's not true. You do like to have people over.
For like 10 minutes
no.
and with all the lights off so they can't see.
Ooh, we could do a seance.
Okay, a seance with food. It's like a snack and seance.
Snack and seance. Perfect. Okay. Watcher is a channel on YouTube. It was started by Shane Madej and Ryan Bergara.
Okay.
They used to be at BuzzFeed. You know, there was a time when BuzzFeed had all of these creatives that were writing and filming videos and all of this stuff. And eventually they all peeled off and left. And now they're doing their own things.
Now they're feeding their own buzz.
Yes, exactly. So they had a show when I think they were still on at BuzzFeed. I think it was just called Unsolved. I could be wrong. I'd have to fact check myself on that. Anyway, they started the Watcher channel. They do all kinds of funny things and fun things, but they are definitely still in that like supernatural realm of storytelling and content creation. So they started a new series called Ghost Files, and I watched the first one the other day. It's called The Death Tunnel of Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Is this literally a filing cabinet of documents that a ghost would find important?
The death files? Yes. Okay. And it's just an hour of them going through the files.
Here's a deed to a piece of property. Ooh.
Okay, so in this particular episode, Shane and Ryan, the whole setup for the show is that Ryan believes in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Shane is a total skeptic.
Of course, everyone named Shane has always been a skeptic.
Yes.
We all know this.
Good old skeptic Shane.
Yeah.
And so they have all of this like ghost hunting paraphernalia. What's it called? Equipment. Like the
accoutrement.
Accoutrement.
You got to have
devices.
The things.
So they go to this place that was called Waverly Hills Sanatorium. It was a place where people who had the consumption...
Listen, if there's any place that's haunted, it's a former sanatorium.
Right? When people had tuberculosis or consumption, as it was known...
Or they needed a frontal lobotomy.
No, you're thinking of like an asylum. That's different from a sanatorium.
They're not entirely different.
Yes, they are. Sanatoriums were for recovering
from... One served as a front for the other. I know not of what I speak. Don't question me.
In a sanatorium, you were supposed to be recovering and recuperating from TB, but of course, about half of the patients died. Uh-huh. And so...
Do you know why?
Because they had tuberculosis.
Yeah, that and government testing on people.
Were they testing people back in the 1800s?
Every government has always been testing things on people.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Get with me after this recording. I'll show you evidences.
From the 1800s?
From before. I can go all the way back to the days of Christ and maybe beyond.
Hmm. All right. Okay.
That was 2,000 years ago for anybody unfamiliar with the days of Christ, just for the record.
Shane and Ryan and their crew go through this sanatorium. I don't even have a segue back from that. I'm just like, okay.
I'm just going to keep talking. I win. That was my goal.
You did it. You did it. I will say that their equipment does pick up some spooky things. This was like a 56-minute long video.
It made a noise when they indicated that if it did, it would be weird, and we have no idea what that means.
Yeah, that's how it goes, but... I see you're the skeptic, so you don't find it as chill bump inducing.
I'm both. I am absolutely the skeptic, but I absolutely don't doubt that there's paranormal activity. Just like there are aliens and a myriad of other things.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put a link in the show notes for this episode. We're getting closer and closer
to spooky
season.
I've got my own starter kit. of all the testing equipment that you don't need. It's called the empty bag kit. You cannot buy it on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Can you keep the bag?
Yes. Okay. That's actually all that you're buying is the bag.
Good to know. I'll put a link in the show notes if you guys want to go watch it. Again, it's 56 minutes long, which is pretty long for a YouTube video in terms of, like, I feel like this should be a show, could be a show on, like, network TV.
Yeah, what are the film festivals? What's a film festival that's popular?
Like Tribeca Film
There you
festival,
go. It's a Tribeca film that just didn't quite make it to the mainstream.
Yeah. All right, do you have any other watch material to talk about?
I should. I know I watched a movie, and I can't remember what it was. It must not have been that good.
That's
so
good content.
Now, here's a thing that you don't have to worry about watching. Whatever it was, I can't even name it, and feel free to move ahead.
All right, let's do move ahead to reading. I lightly started a book on the old Kindle this week. It's called So This Is Ever After. It's by F.T. Lukens. It's a low-stakes fantasy story that explores this... Nope. What were we having? 19 minutes. Okay.
That was interesting. Yeah. We've been disrupted by a text from the oldest child.
I do have this on Do Not Disturb. How did she break through?
The question is, the other night, why was I texting her and I got Do Not Disturb from her? I took a very stern stance with my child and threatened her. If my messages don't go through to you, I'll throw your phone away.
Oh, wow. Okay. I bet she turned that off for you anyway.
I don't think she probably did, and it'll come up again because she's a little gonzo at times.
Okay, so This Is Ever After, low-stakes fantasy story.
What does FT stand for?
I have no idea.
I got stuck there. I'm thinking, F and Thomas Lukens? I can't imagine what FT stands for.
Really,
is it a man or a woman?
I don't know. I didn't do any, like, side research. You just got to roll with this.
So it could be Francis Toomer or...
Okay.
Any number
That's
of things.
That's an interesting
Toomer
guess.
Is a terrible middle name. Anybody who's looking for child names, please don't pick Toomer.
Right. Okay, kind of explores this idea of what happens to the Chosen One after the big quest is over.
Oh.
That's
a terrible question.
Well, that's what this book explores. So like, don't read this one if you don't like that idea.
Book. Don't do that.
Just genuinely, in the opening paragraphs of this book, we see the main hero, the Chosen One, defeating the Evil One.
Yes, I think beat Goliath, whatever.
Yes,
right?
Yes. And then what happens next?
Well, we all know what happened today. Well, not all of us. Most people probably don't care.
Some people
but
do.
I think a good number of people know.
Uh-huh.
David went to get to live in a cave.
Yeah. It
took a little time. There were a few things in between.
Uh-huh.
Lived in a cave.
Yes.
He was desperate.
Yep. You want to go through a discourse on the life of King David right now? Or?
I could, actually. Back in my former days. Actually, oh, good. There's more text messages. You suck as a person that records things, just for the record.
Okay, good to know.
That was horrible. I'm embarrassed for you, by you, and with you.
Okay. Around me also.
Anyway, here's how irresponsible churches are. I actually taught a course. Actually taught not a course, but a series of classes in a church setting on David. So yeah, I could go down a path.
Okay.
It may not make any sense or be true, but I could go down the path.
Well, sure. So anyway, I only like on chapter 3 of this book, and it's definitely very, like, there's a lot of exposition, there's a lot of character and world building going on, just like there's a lot of coughing going on in
our
own tuberculosis sanatorium here.
You're building in our sanatorium behind us. Which version of reading of this are you doing?
On the Kindle.
On the Kindle. So you're actually using your eyeballs instead of your earballs.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I sure am.
I'm just curious. I'm not judging either way, any more or any less.
As Nico is coughing in the background, I do want to note that this past week he got RSV again.
Yeah. Let's take a minute. He's a lunatic when it comes to getting sick.
Yeah.
He's either well or he... near hospital material sanatorium of his own. Being required.
Really, what's that sanatorium?
The Nikolaus Augustin Sanatorium, the whole wing, if not facility named after him.
Yeah.
I think what's valid to identify, and I think it's sometimes even in the world of awesome, it's valuable to identify this. What that ultimately means, punctuated by his coughs in the background, if those are coming through, is that what day did he come down with the croup or whatever he's got?
It's RSV. And Thursday after school when I picked him up is when I looked at him and I was like, oh no. I could see it in his eyes.
Okay. He was coughing. Then Thursday night was terrible.
Thursday night was the all nighter.
So
yes.
As we record now, you've had multiple nights in a row where your sleep has been punctuated to the point where a good stretch is like an hour and a half.
Yep.
Not a full REM cycle. You're awake, you're back asleep. You're kind of in a fugue state.
Yeah, that's fair.
But you're not laying in the floor wailing and bawling.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, not any less. You're conquering what's been set in front of you. You're conquering it. I think that's valid to point out on occasion. It isn't like our life is all freaking candy cigarettes and Laffy Taffy or whatever the hell it is these kids eat these days.
I don't think it's Laffy Taffy.
It hadn't been easy.
No.
But you're just like, hey, you know what? It ain't the end of the world either.
Yeah.
It's fine and it's temporary and I choose there will be an ass kicked and it's not going to be mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And gradually he has continued to recover and I do have hope that I will sleep through the night once again.
Sometime in the next month because he's worse in recovery than he is in ailment.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I just, that was like a backhanded compliment, I guess. So
thank you.
Don't get the big head.
Okay. I'll try not to. All of that to say too, because I have been a little bit sleep deprived, a nice low-stakes, low-action book is exactly what I need right now. Just something I can just kind of like lightly flip the pages of and
enjoy. I wish there were a way, because it's so hard to be, it's so hard to be fully cognizant as to what state you're in when you're consuming something.
Yeah.
It's more work than I think any of us are up to at any given point in time. But it'd be nice if we could frame recommendations around, you know, hey, if you've had the hell beat out of you from life for a few days, this is a good thing. If you're on top of the world, maybe you should lean towards this.
Yes.
I don't know. People are smart enough. I'm sure they don't need that kind of hand-holding, but anyway.
Sometimes you do just need someone to hold your hand and be like, if you're in this zone,
when you're in the bad
choose
place,
this. Yes.
You need somebody to make the bad man stop.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
Why is it always a bad man?
We could certainly have a whole discourse on that, but let's save that for later. Okay, listening wise,
yes.
Besides listening to the sound of a 3-year-old coughing,
he's his own percussion section.
Yes. I have been going back and listening to some Taylor Swift. Now,
you have.
Here's my Taylor Swift history, my interaction with the...
You guys met at a club in Vegas.
Nope. With the singer-songwriter Taylor Swift. So
flew on her private jet and scarred global warming climate change, whatever we're calling
it. I wish that were part of my story. That would be a great story to tell.
It will
be. When Taylor's star shone bright across the world, when she first came into the national view, when there was the whole debacle with Kanye West at the VMAs, which I think was in 2009.
What an eternity ago.
I know. I was unfamiliar with who she was. And once she kind of came across my screen, I thought she was just like kind of girly pop country, which was not my jam at that moment in time. It didn't really register with me. I didn't really pay much attention to her music until her 1989 album came out in 2014.
1989?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the name of the album.
Yes.
I got super confused. I was like, she made an album. 1989.
You were like having a...
What the hell?
You were that meme of the guy with like the question marks around his head with the confused look on his face. Yes. Her 1989 album came out in 2014. And that was the first album that I listened to. That's the one that has Blank Space on it.
Okay.
Just to give you a point of reference if you're not into Taylor Swift music.
I'm nodding and smiling. I have no idea what you're talking about. But go ahead.
I really liked that album. Okay. I liked it a lot. Well, then, she just kind of was not on my radar for a while until Folklore came out in 2020.
Yes. Now, I do recall.
Yes.
That and the impact that it had on you.
Yes. Both Folklore.
I felt quite jealous. I've never had that impact on you.
Wow. Okay. Folklore and Evermore came out in 2020, and I listened to those a lot. But, okay, next month.
There's always a big but.
Yes. Yes. Next month, her newest album, Midnights, drops on October 21st.
Okay. And so, it's 1988.
Yep.
She trumped herself in the dating.
Did. Yep.
Okay.
To prepare for that, to get into the zone, to get into the mindset for this new album to come out, I'm going back and listening to the albums that came out in between 1989 and Folklore. Lover and Reputation, which I never listened to at all, just so I can kind of like fill in some gaps.
You're traveling with her.
Yes, exactly.
In her transition.
Exactly. You're exactly tracking with what I'm saying. So instead of listening to a book or...
That's the greatest compliment you've ever paid me.
Instead of listening to a book or a podcast this week, I have been listening to a lot of T. Swift, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you went all the way to the street name.
Yes. I did. It's been enjoyable. Any particular listens for you? Usually have some music pop up that you're digging or...
Yeah, yes and no. I have had a reintroduction, and it's probably introduction to Led Zeppelin. Now, when I was a kid growing up, an eternity ago, the radio station of greatest prominence for rock music here in Oklahoma, The Cat, they had a Getting the Lead Out section where they played Led Zeppelin for a block of time.
Nice.
Hour or more at a time, just straight Led Zeppelin songs. And those were all songs that were popular before I was old enough to appreciate them in their era, but they are also, many of them, very timeless examples. And Dire Maker specifically is one. I assume I'm pronouncing that right. It's the weirdestly spelled thing with apostrophes and stuff. It's a good song, and somehow it just started showing up on my algorithm is how.
Yeah.
It started showing up on my Spotify playlists, the random ones that I'll give a chance to, and quite enjoy it. I'm sure because I'm a bit of a childlike imbecile, I roll my windows down and play the radio. I don't play the radio any longer because I married my radio and I no longer am on the hunt. But I prayed to God that I could learn how to talk, and he let me down. So I'm going to stop talking now and let you take over.
Look, listen, this is why I have an editor for Sort of Awesome, because it's so easy to get tongue-tied on the old
microphone.
Look at
everything people would miss in the failed humanity example that I am.
No, it's very easy to get the
So
deal.
Anyway, Led Zeppelin, they've got some good stuff. Not everything. Nobody does everything right, but everybody does something right.
Okay.
And so there's a couple of theirs that I quite enjoy.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, lifestyle. Something came across the radar via the Sword Awesome Hangout group this week that we kind of talked about a little bit, or I guess this past week. Awesome Katie asked a question about strength training, and that kind of perked our ears. I mean, certainly yours.
Especially mine. My one dog-like ear, the other one got chewed off in a alley brawl.
But the other one works real nice, and it perked.
It stood up right tall.
Yeah. It sure did. Because strength training has been a part of your life for literally decades.
Yes. As a participant, as a coach of people in this.
And I can't remember exactly what Katie's question was about it. Do you remember? Because you actually took a look.
Yeah, you pointed that out. We looked at it. I can't remember the exact language around it, but it was discussing somebody. I think the gist of it was there'd been a recommendation. Hey, strength training could be beneficial for something that you're looking at. And it piqued my deal. This is an area where, again, I've lived a lot of life. I've read a lot. I've researched a lot. And like so many other things in life, when I read this, I was like, ooh, this is one of those situations where, man, words are important. Mm-hmm. Words have a meaning and a definition, and words are important. Excuse me. And there's a lot of things that you can do with weights that are not strength training.
Okay.
And if we want to honor the true definition of the word, whether that was what was intended by the original deliverer of the recommendation, well, by pure definition, it should be something that makes you stronger. And this isn't a complex and confusing thing to figure out. It's that you can do something the next time you do a thing. You can do it with more weight than you did the prior time.
Right.
That is strength training.
Yes.
There's a lot of other forms of fitness.
Yeah. That can involve weights.
That can involve weights and all of
uses.
That.
Uses, yeah.
But if it's purely and truly strength training, that's a unique thing.
Yeah.
And I think at least part of the reason this struck such an immediate chord with me. There's a guy...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
West Texas, and my mind's going blank. His name is Mark Ripito, and I cannot remember the precise town that he's from now in the moment. And it's not true West Texas. It's like on the eastern edge of West Texas. Mm-hmm. But he is a true strength training guy. I think, Lord, if he's not in his 70s, he's in his 60s now. He's been doing it a while. And his whole perspective on things, as he's shifted out of, you know, the era that he would have grown up in was truly the, hey, we all use steroids because we don't know what they are, but they make us stronger.
Yes.
And things. But he didn't stay in that meathead realm of things.
Mm-hmm.
He,
right.
actually has an intellect and continued to push on and found himself as he was becoming older, working with a client base that was also aging and also new clients that were of this older age frame than a teenager with fantastic hormones for the weight room.
Yeah.
And so he one story in particular, I'm taking the long multiple laps around the barn to get into where the damn hay is already. But one story particularly that has really stuck with me over time. There was a guy who was an insurance adjuster. And so think about if you live in a place where there's hailstorms or windstorms and things, and somebody comes out and climbs around on your roof to look and see and appraise and all of that.
Yep, that's our reality here.
That's what this guy was doing. And he fell off of a two-story roof, and he paralyzed himself from the waist down, or rather the fall did. It wasn't like he was like, you know what? I think...
Today's the day.
Yeah, this is what I've been working towards. No, he fell, he broke his back, all of that stuff. Horrible, horrible thing. And he was told, you'll never walk again, you'll never do all kinds of things. Well, he stumbled across Ripito's work. And one of Ripito's notorious statements, he is a person who he's known for making very simple and meaningful statements that if you're getting stronger, you're not dying.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a hell of a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right. Mm-hmm. You can't. If you're literally, if you're dying from something, you're not going to get stronger. So if you're getting stronger, you're not dying.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy effectively taking and adapting teachings from Mark, worked his way back, not just into good health, but won some competitions for his age group in powerlifting.
Yeah.
And there's so many stories like that from Mark's interaction with people where somebody had cancer, somebody had this, somebody had that. And I'm not saying that strength training is the cure for all things.
No.
But there is something that science still struggles to explain about if you're getting stronger, you mm-hmm. can't be dying.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I get very impassioned about this and the appropriateness of the language around it, and that is not to discourage anyone from any form
yeah.
of fitness endeavor, whether it includes weights or not. But strength training holds a very special place in my mind, as yeah. the definition goes, and I do think it's outstanding. You've done it.
Yes, I have.
What was your experience with it?
Well, it was very empowering. I was able to get to some places physically for sure, but also mentally that I did not know or truly believe until I was doing it that I had the capacity to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very surprising, very empowering. So this idea that when you're striving to get stronger with each workout, you're breaking down muscle tissue and it's regrowing. Is that right?
It's repairing. And taking a defense mechanism. It overcompensates in the healing. This is in a uglier version of this. When you cut yourself, you end up with some scar tissue.
Right.
It's that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, yes, the body both fixes what was broken and then overcompensates to protect you from a next supposed bout, because obviously your physical body does not know, absent of your brain, that there might be another workout coming in the future, but it's right. going to protect just in case. It's
right.
a survival mechanism.
So it's sort of generating new life, literally,
absolutely.
On a cellular level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, when I first heard this, it blew my mind that when, especially with strength, true strength training like this, you actually force the complete recreation of all of your blood vessels on a relatively
what?
Regular basis. Yeah, it's wild.
That's wild.
It's wild. It's good stuff, though.
Yeah.
There's so many things fascinating to me about true strength training where,
mm-mm.
nope, true
strength
blood
training.
Strength training.
Yes.
Not strength training.
I don't even know what
I got to talking too fast, faster than my mouth could keep up.
Yes.
Hormones are released in your body as you do this, which actually account for conquering much of the bad crap that gets into your bloodstream that would create plaque and things like that.
Oh, interesting.
In your vessels, in your it is the hormones, those fats that build up in your veins, in your arteries, all of that. The temperatures required, your body cannot to break down that fat. If you think about just fat and a melting point and all that, the temperatures required are not possible inside of the human body. It requires the hormones, chemical hormones released into the system to combat that. And so you can not just maintain health, but actually recover health and youthfulness through that activity because of just all of the magnificent things that go on, far beyond just, oh, I can stand up and sit down by myself again and before
right.
I needed help or I grunted and groaned or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is an amazing thing. Yes.
I find it interesting, even though it's been several years since I was participating in this, I do still find that I'm stronger, can just functionally
mm-hmm.
lift more, and just, I don't know, it's kind of, even though we haven't done it in a while, it feels like something changed on the structural level for me because
it's,
of the
yeah, it's definitely made
them.
You more aggressive in traffic, and I like that.
Except that you do think I drive too fast.
Always, yes. You're usually the one that's wrong, but then you MF people, and it's like, yo, get them.
God.
You're violent, a vile human.
All right. Okay, to switch topics completely, and I have no elegant segue for this, but we did want to talk about, you ordered for yourself some new grooming products.
I did. Not for the downstairs apartment, for anybody that got excited. I needed a new mustache wax, and I'm not pleased with what I chose, so I'm not going to talk about that. Okay. I'm still on the hunt for a new and improved mustache wax. I don't want recommendations. This is a journey I enjoy taking in the dark. So anybody who has been grooming their mustache that wants to try to point me in the right direction, not yet. Maybe later, not yet.
Yeah.
More importantly, I originally set out with the goal of finding a metal comb. Mm-hmm.
For your beard.
Yeah, because yes. I have problems on the top part of my head growing the hairs. And I cut them short.
Yes. So you didn't need it for up top, but you did need it for your beard.
I wanted a good metal comb. And as I started digging through the interwebs, there were many choices available. But then I was reminded of a company out of the UK called Kent, K-E-N-T, Kent. They make fantastic combs. Back when I used to shave, before I had a beard, I even had a shaving brush from this company. They do a good job. I ended up ordering a Kent comb and was reminded of, again, it's not a sponsor yet. Nobody's paying us. They make an outstanding product. You should have. And I told you, what did I tell you?
That I personally should throw out all of my combs and brushes.
Throw them away before you even get the new ones. Throw them away.
No, I'm not going to do that. No.
Don't comb your hair until the good ones get here.
But then I should throw out all of the ones I have and replace them with the good stuff from Kent.
People
across the
look.
Pond.
We have had, in history, we forgot about this until this go around. In the way back, we had Kent toothbrushes, which were actually really amazing. The 4 out of 5 dentists that like Dentine may not sign off on the Kent toothbrush. I don't care.
That fifth dentist, though, is like, yeah.
The fifth dentist is like, yeah, don't let those other four lie to you. They're lying to you, brother. They make a great product. I would encourage anyone, go look up Kent. Look through the products. Look for something to pamper yourself with. They're very reasonably priced. Brushes, combs, toothbrushes. I wouldn't get the back scratcher. I don't know if they even make one. I just made that up.
I want the back scratcher, though.
It's made from human teeth. Are you sure?
Don't even mind.
You would. They're not attractive humans that the teeth were taken from.
Okay.
They're like snaggly teeth.
Perfect.
No offense to anyone with snaggly teeth. Just don't put them in a back scratcher and try to sell it to us. Did I patch that up?
Via a company in England.
No snaggletooth hate mail coming from that one.
Yeah. That was a long walk, but yes. Okay. That is something that you feel very passionately about.
I feel like you're just feeding me to make me talk.
No. I'm not feeding you.
A lot.
I know.
As I look at the topics coming up, there's just more.
Can I talk about something I'm passionate about?
Sweet Jesus, I hope you do.
You had a lot of minutes talking about your passion, so now it's my turn.
Okay. You want me to go lay down?
And cough on the couch.
Yes, and cough on the couch. Do you need something to drink? Are you good?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm good, yes. Okay. So something I feel passionately about are fragrances.
Or fragrances.
I wish that I was able to say it in some very elevated French way. But fragrances.
I just did for you.
Yes. Fragrances. And as such, I have acquired a not small collection of sample sizes from various fragrance houses over the years.
It looks like the streets of New York with crack vials all over the ground. If that even happens there, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Brought that in from somebody else's statement.
Yes. So I do. I have quite a few. When I very first started getting into fragrances and had begun to order a few samples here, a few there, it was so easy for me to remember, like, oh, this is the scent. I was trying to, like, you know when you, like, are on the spot, you can't think of one specifically.
Yes, it's the scent Jabberwocky.
Yes. I would be able to think, like, oh, this is this from this, you know, fragrance house. It's got these notes. It's this mood. It's this vibe. I have so many now that I will pick them up and I'll be like, I have no idea why I ordered this at all. So put out some feelers to people about who could help me with a spreadsheet. You offered to, because my gosh, you're the spreadsheet
and it was rejected.
Master.
It was rejected. Not outright. You acted like you were interested, and then you were like the dog that makes eye contact with someone and then scoots their butt on the carpet. That's how I received it.
Okay, good.
And by the way, you should wash your butt. Our carpet is a little little icky.
You've been a little busy, you know, like building a brand new business from the ground up.
That's
so
another topic. Next week we'll talk about that.
In the meantime, my friend Grace, who is a superstar, awesome.
I met Grace.
Yeah, you did.
For the first time ever a couple nights ago. I made her a drink. Did she like it?
She did like it. Okay. Yes. I'm glad you could interject. She's a real person.
She is a real person. Meg just didn't make her up.
She also is a self-taught spreadsheet enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is helping me put together a fragrance spreadsheet so that I can keep track.
Are you paying her?
I paid her with some perfume the other night.
With mixed drinks? And
and drinks. No.
A roofie?
No. I didn't.
Grace, why are you passed out on my living room floor? Get up. The cops are here.
Why? Why? You took that to such a crazy place.
Always ends up with the cops here. Ask Donald Trump.
What? No.
The FBI cops showed up at his house.
Yes, but I don't think it involved anyone building a fragrance spreadsheet for him.
You might be surprised.
Okay, can we talk about this? I did not interrupt you when you were talking about your passions.
I've never not interrupted you. That's how you know I love you.
It's your passion.
It's how you know I love you.
It's your favorite hobby.
I will do my best. In fact, I'll leave the room. Nope, I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to walk around the downstairs for...
Just walk one lap.
I'm looking at the watch I'm not wearing. It's going to take 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. Okay, so Grace is helping me build a spreadsheet to organize and keep track of my fragrance samples and the ones that I've gotten full-sized. And I'm so excited about it because now I have one document that helps me remember the notes for each fragrance, like how long ago I bought it, if it is in the general catalog for a fragrance house, if it's a seasonal collection, if it was a limited edition, if it is now retired, as a few of my favorite fragrances are. And I'm just so delighted to have it all in one place at my fingertips, and it is bringing me so much joy. And I think that as we continue to work on it and build it out, I told Grace when she was building this for me, I legit was like, you should make this and sell this. So many people would love to have something that they don't even have to think about. They just plug their own data into it, and there they go. Yes. You're back.
I'm back.
From your walk.
From my walk. I did take 33 seconds, and I did hear everything you said.
Okay.
But I did want to comment on the last part, if I may.
If you may.
She is going to sell it, but not herself directly. You're going to sell it.
Oh.
You're going to present it to the good people as it's built, and you'll compensate her through your own windfall of fandom and popularity over the fact that Meg has this sort of awesome spreadsheet for female scents.
Why are your
not
eyes
scents.
Getting...
Not sense, because everybody has their own sense, common or otherwise, but sense as in smells, and not natural smells.
Just
mainly okay. The unnatural smells.
Let's go ahead and rein this all back in. Your eyes got very creepy when you started talking about it, and then just...
Thank you. I appreciate
never
that.
Never came back.
My eyes were creepy. I appreciate that. I got the sparkle. I was excited because I lived a whole life right then of where all this is going.
I could see that. I definitely could see that. So anyway, very exciting times.
It is exciting.
Yes.
God, don't we all need help with like a legitimate repository of information towards a thing?
Yes.
It is exciting. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Now, something else that excited me greatly was over the weekend, you made... I don't think you set out to do this, to accomplish this superlative.
That's the only way it ever happens.
Yeah, by sheer accident.
Yeah. Well, by accident of just playing the game.
Yeah. You made the best breakfast tacos ever.
Listen.
Ever.
Listen.
I am listening, and I will listen.
It's not often that I will accept a superlative, but I happen in this instance to agree with you. Those were, in fact, and I've eaten a lot of damn breakfast tacos in my day.
I have as well.
I could do like a silhouette piece of art, and everybody'd look and say, good Lord, man, that guy's eating some tacos. I've eaten a lot of tacos in my lifetime. They're delicious. They're amazing. Yeah. They're wonderful. I love them.
Yeah.
These were better. I'm not even, I guess I'm an appropriator. I'm not even a legitimate, I'm speechless in this moment. I don't know how I did it.
Yeah.
Other than just I showed up and played the game.
You did.
These were amazing. Anybody that's familiar with a true, call it Tex-Mex if you want, call it Latino, whatever. It has definitively a heavy, heavy Latino and more accurately Mexican influence.
Right.
When you've had that kind of breakfast taco, one, you're very familiar with what chorizo is.
Uh-huh.
Which, dear Lord, no one should eat. It's horrible.
But it's good.
It's delicious.
And it's bad.
Bad. It's often paired with potatoes. You might get some egg in there. Other forms of the taco frequently involve a slice of bacon, a strip of bacon, as it were. Mm-hmm. People more often call it that than a slice. I'm borderline below average intelligence. I just show up and I'm like, I can cook things. I don't know. Look, so all the things came together.
Yes.
And didn't come together perfectly.
Hmm.
There was a Bob Ross happy accident in the mix.
Okay. Well, I don't know that part.
You do. You'll recognize it when I say it. When I first set out to do this, my imagination of the meal was that I will have a potato sliced up into tiny little cubes.
Oh, right, yes.
That will be crispy. You always, when you do chorizo, one of the benefits and necessities of adding potato is that chorizo is exceptionally greasy.
So greasy.
And so you want something there to soak up some of that. But I had imagined a crispy potato, little bitty tiny, like quarter-inch cubes.
Yes, and did you say that chorizo is sausage? Like, did you say that in case people
are not familiar?
Okay.
I'm not sure I did. It's not sausage like a sausage link.
No.
Or patty.
No.
It's like ground meat soup. It's so greasy. As it renders, it's so greasy.
Yes.
You got to have something there that reincorporates it into a bite. Otherwise, it's just fat soup.
Yes, exactly.
Horrible. Horrible food quality.
But that's what makes it taste so
good. So good. The potatoes help it. Soak it all up. It turns everything orange.
Yeah.
Including your poo.
Whoa.
Yeah. If anybody wanted to come see pictures on my OnlyFans, I have orange poo pictures. No, that's not true. I don't. I've not made that channel yet. But if anybody's interested, let me know. You're blushing. That's the only reason I said all that. None of that's even remotely true.
Well, except for the part. It does turn everything orange.
But not your poo.
Okay. And so you chopped up the potatoes.
Here's how it went.
Okay.
Because I knew I was going to want bacon strips in it.
Yeah.
I cooked the bacon. I had bacon fat in a pan. I dumped the potatoes in and I got them to truly, at that point in the process, it was pristine.
Mm-hmm.
The crispiest little potato cubes ever. It was like tiny French fry niblets. It was wonderful. But then I had the chorizo to add. And when I added it in, everything went to hell. That was where Bob Ross was like, oh, damn. And Bob never says damn.
Yeah. He's like, this is an unhappy.
Yeah. It got a little touch and go there for a minute.
Yeah. But you just kept cooking.
Cooked the hell out of that part. And then even still, one of the other things that I think, unless you've done it, you don't know, eggs do a fantastic job of soaking up whatever mess was in there.
Yes.
So ultimately what ended up happening was I cracked the eggs over the chorizo and potatoes. It incorporated into a solid, biteable thing. But the potatoes did lose their crispy factor. You could still taste potato in there, which was good, but we lost the texture from that. Thankfully, the bacon was crispy,
yes.
So we got some texture from that. We had red, a little bit of red onion raw that we sprinkled on the taco, along with some green onion. Mm-hmm. Some folks call them scallions, mm-hmm. but they're really green onions.
Mm-hmm.
We took a Mexican cheese.
Yes.
I can't even, it's the brand, how do you pronounce that?
I think the brand is called Cacique, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the particular kind of cheese that it was is asadero.
Okay. That was different. We've used cotija. We've used several different kinds. I liked this one more.
Yes, me too. It was fantastic.
That was a new thing. And then there's a company named AJ's that may not be available everywhere. I don't know. They have a relish salsa. It's a green salsa. It's a sweet pepper relish with jalapenos, but not so much that you're like, oh, this is hot. There's a stupid thing people do with peppers to try to intentionally burn mouths. That's
no,
not
no.
what this
it,
is
no,
about.
No.
It just had the slightest of mouth spice.
Yeah, it's like that great combination of hot and spicy, mm-hmm. but also sweet from the
yeah. pickly,
yes.
relishy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting.
It was really good.
Honestly, it reminded me a lot of like sweet pickle relish.
Yeah.
With just a little bit of heat, and then it toned down the sweetness.
Right.
So it was not overbearing at all.
Yeah, it was like the perfect combo.
Yeah. A little bit of that on there, and then, oh, yeah. The star of the show, honestly, probably better than anything I did, tortillas.
Yeah.
Not every tortilla is the same.
Well, clearly not. And our eyes were open to that reality.
Tell me about this.
You picked up a package. We usually just grab whatever is...
Mission.
Yeah, Mission is the main
hugely
brand.
Hugely nationally available brand, yeah. Mission.
Yes.
And they're fine.
They're totally fine. However, you spied with your little eye a package of tortillas, a couple of packages from Santa Fe Tortilla Company.
Yes, which would be New Mexico for anybody unaware with what Santa Fe. I mean, it's not just the school district in Edmond, Oklahoma.
The high school.
Spelled differently there, by the way.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think they spell Santa with an E on the end. I don't know. They do something douchey because, listen, no offense if any listeners from there are from there, it's a douchey area. It's true.
You can direct all of your commentary about that to Kyle.
Yes. Kyle@idontgiveadamn.com. That is my email address. Send it all there.
Okay, anyway, these tortillas were fantastic, and they cooked up so differently, so nice. They were like the perfect amount of puffy and crispy.
Yes, the only corollary I can draw, if anybody's ever been to a place where they actually make the tortillas on property, with whether it's somebody in the back with ingredients in a rudimentary way, or they're just making the actual dough there, and they have a machine that presses and they blow up. They're thick without being offensive.
Right.
Because everybody knows thickness is offensive.
How dare you?
How dare you?
No, they're like not so thick that they feel like a flatbread or anything.
No, but they're delightfully in between.
Yes. So the tortillas truly were genuinely the star maker of these amazing breakfast tacos.
It was all in all, though. All the pieces come together. So chorizo, potatoes, eggs, bacon, red onion. Oh, a little gouache, which is a technical measurement of cream, of not cream cheese, sour cream. The relish salsa, the cheese, the everything. It was...
It was so good.
They were so good.
And that was like our main meal yesterday.
Yeah,
Saturday.
We ate that at lunch, and nobody wanted anything to eat the rest of the day. It was amazing.
So good. You also picked up for me, because you don't drink beer, but you picked up for me a beer Pacifico.
Yeah, it's a true import.
Yeah, the full name is La Cerveza del Pacifico. And you picked up the Clara. It's a Mexican Pilsner. I don't know. I like beer here and there, so I don't really know any of the definitions, yeah, terminology, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Not a beer geek, just a beer enjoyer.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a very enjoyable compliment to the old breakfast taco.
I thought, and I'm no beer expert either, and I typically don't drink it, but I took a sip of yours.
Yes.
I thought it was an interesting, it definitely wasn't what you'd call a pale ale, but right. It also wasn't a lager all the way into that heaviness. It was a nice in-betweener.
Very good. Very delicious.
A lot of good things there, any one of them to try.
Yes.
Even if you just buy a red onion and put it on things, if that's all the more adventuresome you can find yourself to be.
Hey, it's like strength training where you get a little stronger with each workout.
Do what you can.
Taste training.
Yeah.
Push yourself a little bit in different directions each the meal that you put together.
Got to find a relish salsa, though.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So good. So good. To close out, as I mentioned, and as you probably heard, if my microphone picked it up, Nico's been sick this week, but it has not slowed him down.
It's only slowed down that he doesn't sleep at night
yes.
for more than like 30 minutes at a stretch.
Exactly. So Nico doesn't miss a thing ever, and he has...
But he doesn't also always catch the
He
thing.
Doesn't understand oh, yeah. everything, but he doesn't miss anything. And he has heard the twins lately. They have been saying things like, oh, they said the S word. Then they literally say S word,
yeah.
not the actual
yeah,
word.
They don't, yeah.
Right. Or the...
They're scandalized by
yes,
the
Yes, they're
word.
Very scandalized. They need to report
they're
on these things.
Just for the record, we're referencing shit as a word.
Yes, yes.
So if anybody was confused, like, salsa?
yes.
Just to make it clear.
So Nico picks up on them saying things like S word or mm-hmm. D word or like whatever. And so, but again, he doesn't quite understand everything. And so he had heard and somehow put it together in his mind that the S word is shut.
Well, and it's either that he heard it that way or his little 3-year-old mouth can't say.
No, he can't. I've heard him say the Heather.
You've heard
the
him
real,
say the
real
okay.
deal.
Well, whatever reason, yeah. he thought he was convicted
yes.
in the belief that shut is the bad word.
Yes. And so he had come out on the back patio as you and I were sitting out there visiting and was just the most impish grin on his face, trying it out. Shut.
Yeah.
Shut.
Yeah. What are you going to do now? I said shut right in your face.
And so we were, I mean, you know what the thing you do when you're trying not to show a child that you're tickled by what they were saying. We just ignored it as he walked uh-huh. around totally proud of himself and pleased with himself for uh-huh. saying shut the S word.
Yeah.
And did he say this phrase or did we yeah, start laughing about it?
I can't remember if he said it or if one of us commented yes. the other later.
We should just replace it in our vocabulary and just be like, are you shutting me?
Right.
It's actually more satisfying to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, it is.
Are
yeah,
you shutting
is.
Me?
Are you shutting me? What the shut?
Oh, okay. Maybe we should just make that our family curse word.
Well, I'm on board, but I feel like there's other people that need to vote before we can put the stamp of approval on
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Anything else that the Awesomes need to know as they go into the last week of September?
There's probably a lot of things. There's probably, if we're being honest, a lot of things.
Okay.
But at this point, I've given everything that I have
this
to give.
This is what we've got. Yes.
yes.
Okay. The State Fair is ending. Dacey and
thank God it's
friend
ending.
Friend Al are there as they wrap it up,
yes, you,
and pack it up.
You facilitated not a first, but a second visit. Because evidently one time is not enough, and so our daughter, our oldest, is yet again at the State Fair.
She's a future as a carny ahead
yeah,
of her.
Pretty much, pretty much. You ever heard of a claw machine or a tilt-a-whirl? I got them both. Come to my booth. Hey, Slick, you dropped your pocket. That's a whole other story that probably we don't have time for.
All right. So I hope everyone does have a great final days
no,
of September.
That's enough.
Okay.
Have an awesome rest of September. Would you?
Okay. Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.